From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. G7 nations meeting in Italy are focusing on Syria Tuesday as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson prepares to head to Moscow for talks with his counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The White House spokesman said despite Syria's use of chemical weapons last week, Tillerson will be looking for ways to cooperate with Russia against Islamic State.
There's no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, you know, understanding. So getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step.
At a G7 meeting in Italy, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said he believes Russia needs a way out of the conflict. Could no longer be identified with Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad.
What we're trying to do is to give Rex Tillerson the clearest possible mandate from us as the West, the UK, all our allies here, to say to the Russians, this is your choice. Stick with that guy, stick with that tyrant, or work with us to find a better solution.
British Prime Minister Theresa May and President Donald Trump agreed in light of last week's U.S. strike on a Syrian airbase. A window of opportunity exists to persuade Russia to break ties with the Syrian leader. South African leader Jacob Zuma Monday accused protesters demanding his resignation of racism.
In the fight to combat racism, we should look beyond only to avert racist utterances and public displays that we saw during the marches last week.
Last week's marches, sparked by Mr. Zuma's cabinet reshuffle that appeared to aggravate the country's economic and political problems. This is VOA News. Egyptian security forces said they killed 7 suspected Islamic State sympathizers believed to be planning more attacks against Coptic Christians in the wake of Sunday's twin bombings of churches that killed 44 and wounded dozens. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Mona Makram Abaid, a political science professor at American University in Cairo, described the IS strategy against Christians.
You can be sure that we are going to continue to threaten them as we threaten them with displacement, with persecution, with burning their shops and their houses. We will continue to do so.
Sunday's targets, St. Mark's Cathedral in Alexandria, St. George's in Tanta, north of Cairo. Somali security forces have taken over an Indian-owned commercial boat held by Somali pirates, but 9 of the 11 crew members are still in the hands of their abductors. There's been an uptick on pirate seizures in the waters off Somali coast in recent weeks. Uganda's government has charged an academic with cyber harassment after she posted criticism of President Yoweri Museveni and his wife on Facebook, Stella Nyanzi calling the longtime Ugandan leader a pair of buttocks and his wife empty-brained. Sweden held a moment of silence for the victims of Friday's terrorist truck attack that killed 4 and injured 15. A 39-year-old Uzbek believed to have extremist sympathies is under arrest for allegedly ramming a stolen truck into a crowd at the Ahlins department store in Stockholm. Magnus Rainstorm, head of terrorism research at Swedish Defense University, said Sweden has a tough time prosecuting such suspects.
We have a problem with terrorism legislation. It's very difficult to convict anyone for terrorism. We are not doing enough sharp prevention work.
He said the radicalization of Central Asians is a worrisome trend. There's no claim of responsibility for Friday's attack, no motive made public. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday welcomed its newest member, Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch, sworn in at a White House ceremony after being confirmed last week in the Senate.
I am humbled by the trust placed in me today. I will never forget that to whom much is given, much will be expected. And I promise you that I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great nation.
Gorsuch, the 113th Supreme Court Justice, and takes the seat of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. North Korea denounced the deployment of a U.S. aircraft carrier battle group to the Korean Peninsula. Amid tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear missile program, state media denounced the move as a prelude to invasion. 2 Russian cosmonauts and American astronaut returned to Earth Monday, ending a 6-month mission to the International Space Station. Their Soyuz craft parachuted to Kazakhstan. They left behind 3 other crew members aboard the space station. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.